with traffic and weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We head into hour number three of Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3, a Friday edition of the show. Gray, Joe and Gracie with you here as we get you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Last hour, we were talking about some of the upcoming movies, and I expressed my overjoyment over this Beanie Bubble movie that Apple TV Plus is coming out with Zach Galifianakis. Gracie, while we were waiting for Channel 3 to come back, I went back and I watched the trailer. Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of things. You know what I didn't see?
What?
Any Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
I have tempered down my enthusiasm. I'll probably still watch it, but it certainly seems more of a drama based on the owner and the relationship with the co-owner, who looks like his wife, and then the employees, rather than the actual Beanie Baby craze.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I wish
at least
we'll see.
Yeah. At least you don't have to go to the theaters to see it.
That's true.
Like, you're not getting put out much by watching it on Apple TV.
I'll watch it and give it about a half hour and then say, all right, I'm moving on. So. Yeah. But yeah, I digress. A little disappointed on that, but I'll still watch it. Today's top three stories, though, we are still looking for information, and there is a lot coming out in the aftermath of the deaths of five people on board the Titan submersible viewing the Titanic. The Discovery Channel's Josh Gates, he hosts Expedition Unknown. He actually took a dive in the Titan vessel not too long ago, and he says he was offered the chance to go down a second time, and he refused for safety concerns.
I felt that it needed more time to be tested. I think there are still big questions that need to be answered here about really the thoroughness of actual deep water testing of Titan before its missions.
And there are a lot of reports coming out regarding the safety concerns that not only he, but a lot of other people, former employees, brought up. Mechanical issues, also an alleged disregard for regulatory processes. So this is far from over.
And speaking of the Titan sub, the Navy says a top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what they suspected was an implosion. The Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communications with the mothership on the surface. And shortly after the disappearance on Sunday, the system detected what likely sounded like an implosion.
In Ohio, the father accused of executing his three young sons, pleading not guilty, is Chad Dorman, was arraigned today in Claremont County Court. The prosecution is calling for the death penalty. If he's convicted, it would be the first death penalty eligible case in the county in 30 years. 6:15 right now, we'll take a look at our local roads and weather.
Well, our slowdowns on Mobile Highway have cleared up, so we are looking good. If you do see anything else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are actually looking really great this evening. No chances of rain, and we have 10% chance of rain, but News Radio Threat Net radar is not showing any rain or any rain clouds heading our way for this evening. If you see anything else on the roads, you have any updates, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And our traffic and weather update is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Also, just want to mention before the show ends, Bands on the Beach is back every Tuesday night thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. This week, it's going to be Mass Confusion taking the stage. They're going to present classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and all the oldies in their own style. So it's going to be awesome. Again, that's Tuesday nights at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at some local headlines in the 4 o'clock hour, we talked with Tanner Stewart. We're going to hopefully do a weekly segment with him, just kind of recapping the week that was here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And they spent the day out at the offices of Dr. Sharp, Elaine Sharp, in Gulf Breeze. And a pretty damning report from the Department of Health describing the allegations against her office. Florida Department of Law Enforcement agents were on the scene serving search warrants yesterday. And, you know, it'll likely be a little bit before we know the outcome of that investigation. But the allegations are is that the office was allegedly overprescribing opioids. A local pharmacist said that he and many other pharmacies in the area have refused to fill their prescriptions for years.
We took over this pharmacy 3 years ago, so almost 3 years ago. And coming into it, we were told basically there's problem, you know, like not to take her prescriptions. And they, you know, showed me, it's like, okay, she's an OBGYN. And then if you look at what she's prescribing, it's all a bunch of pain meds, which is red flags all around.
That's Rick Wilhoyd from Gulf Breeze Apothecary. According to the health department report, one of Dr. Sharp's patients died from an opioid overdose. The report also says she went to great lengths to avoid being caught, including only accepting patients that were introduced to her by an existing patient. Also that she only accepted cash. Right now, Dr. Sharp has not been charged with any crime. Also here locally in Santa Rosa County, speed tables. I know after I looked up and saw what they are, I was like, oh, okay, that's what they are. But there's 12 of them going on three roads in the county that have seen increases in traffic and speeds recently. $90,000 is being spent to bring a total of 12 for each on Medicine Bow Street, Pine Ridge Drive, and Jones Street.
They're not atrocious like a speed bump or a speed hump. They are meant so that you can travel those without jarring your back if you have back issues or if you've just had surgery. These are all things we've heard from people.
That's Commissioner Sam Parker there. Also, a heads up, next Tuesday on board NAS Pensacola, there will be a law enforcement drill. Multiple agencies are going to be involved, including the Sheriff's Office, Naval Security Forces, Lifelight, as well as volunteer organizations as well. Base wanted to get the word out so no alarms are sounding off in the community when they see heightened police presence in and around the area of NAS Pensacola. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines. It's hour number three on a Friday. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
It's summer savings at Daryl's of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area. Baby Lock Get Started kits are now available with machine purchases. Daryl's is now a handy quilter dealer featuring long arm quilting machines. They also have a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available. 850-438-5444. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Well, if you're starting your weekend off heading to Pensacola Beach, we do have a accident that is causing some slowdowns on the Bob Sykes Bridge. The scene of the accident is right when you get on to Pensacola Beach on Pensacola Beach Boulevard. A single car accident. Got a call in. It's in the center lane. And it looks like maybe the car hit the curb and messed up its tire. So it's just one car off to the side, but it is slowing things down getting on to Pensacola Beach. If you see anything else on the roads or you have some details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And for weather, it's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Northwest Florida. Right now, we have mostly cloudy skies, really no rain in our area, but we do have a 10% chance of rain for the whole evening. But we're looking pretty good. And coming up tomorrow, only a 20% chance of rain, sunny, and then a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. That's going to be a high of 89 for tomorrow. It is Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look now at some state headlines, of course, keeping our eye on the tropics. Good news, though, on both Tropical Storm Brett and Cindy. Right now, Cindy is a little stronger, but the forecast says that it's encountering wind shear just like Brett, and as it's turning further north, it's going to fizzle out, not affect the U.S. mainland. Same story with Brett as it's continuing moving west over the eastern Caribbean, and by Sunday, it's expected to fall apart there.
In a story out of Tallahassee, Tallahassee police say that two men were found dead in a McDonald's parking lot yesterday afternoon. Several individuals were arguing at a nearby basketball court when it continued over to the McDonald's. Trenton Tompkins allegedly pulled out a gun and shot one of the men, then turned towards a juvenile. The juvenile, fearing for his life, then shot Tompkins. But the juvenile is being charged with possession of a firearm by a delinquent.
Scott Peterson's defense, painting a picture of chaos on the campus of Stoneman Douglas High School back in 2018. They rested their case. Closing arguments are set to begin Monday now. A school resource officer from a nearby school who rushed to the campus on that day says he heard multiple shots when he arrived and didn't know where the gunman was. He also said his radio wasn't working properly, blamed both the Broward Sheriff's Office and Coral Springs Police for not communicating better among each other.
Well, if you're frequently going through tolls, maybe you got a little bit of money back in your pocket. FDOT says so far this year, over $190 million have gone back into the pockets of Floridians thanks to the statewide toll relief program. In May, just over $40 million were posted to a 1 million customers' accounts. And the year-long program gives SunPass users with at least 35 monthly toll transactions a 50% credit to their account each month.
Also, could we see another Florida Republican entering the 2024 presidential race? Well, according to the New York Times, Senator Rick Scott is considering it. However, an advisor to Scott says that he's only focused on re-election to the Senate. If he were to run, he would be the fourth Floridian in the primary, along with Donald Trump, Governor DeSantis, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez.
And a federal judge in Florida is blocking the state's new anti-drag show law. The judge granted a preliminary injunction after a drag-themed restaurant filed a lawsuit against the state of Florida over the law. The judge said that the law is specifically designed to suppress speech of drag queen performers.
Looking at some national headlines here quickly in the amount of time we have left before Fox News, apparently in Russia, roadblocks being put up in and around Moscow after a Russian mercenary boss claimed that Russia was attacking his troops. The head of the Wagner mercenary group said a huge number of his troops fighting in Ukraine were killed by Russian forces, and now he's threatening a rebellion against Russia. I-95 in Philadelphia back open as of today. The highway had been closed for nearly 2 weeks after the fiery tanker crash. Former VP Mike Pence calling for a federal 15-week abortion ban as the U.S. marks 1 year since the end of Roe versus Wade this weekend. Supreme Court has yet to release a pair of major decisions this term. They're still not ruling yet on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan, but they did rule in favor of Biden's immigration policy, the policy that says DHS should focus on arresting recent border crossers and immigrants who pose a threat to public safety rather than millions of non-citizens who have been in the U.S. for years. Those are a look at our national headlines here. A reminder, top three stories today. The fallout of the Titan sub continuing. A lot of widespread reports out there detailing previous safety concerns, mechanical issues, as well as an alleged disregard for regulatory processes. And the Ohio father accused of killing his three young sons appeared in court today for an arraignment. Chad Dorman pleading not guilty, and the prosecution is calling for the death penalty. If convicted, it would be the first death penalty eligible case in that county in 30 years. It's 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. We'll be back in a couple of minutes here on a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden doubles down on his abortion stance to gather support for his re-election campaign.
Republicans in Congress have proposed three national abortion bans just this last year. Well, make no mistake about it. If somehow Congress were to pass a national ban, I will veto it.
The president at a rally in Washington today. A heat wave in southern states could be reaching triple digits for days on end. Fox's Casey Stiegel is in Dallas, Texas.
Next week is the real concern as we look to forecasted temperatures for all of next week to be well within the triple digits. And as heat index values or the real field temps reaching up to 120 degrees in some places.
A 66-year-old mail carrier collapsed and died on his route today. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. India represents a huge opportunity for Apple. That's the opinion of the tech giant CEO, Tim Cook, who spent some time with India's prime minister at the White House this afternoon. Cook and other tech CEOs, including Microsoft's Satya Nadella and OpenAI's Sam Altman, discussed opportunities and challenges in investing in India. Cook hinted at continued expansion in India by Apple beyond the two new retail stores it opened there earlier this year. Southwest Airlines has reached a tentative agreement with the union representing its mechanics, aircraft inspectors, and maintenance controllers, some 2,800 employees in total. The pact is subject to a vote by the impacted workers. Negotiations for new contracts between Southwest and the unions representing its pilots and flight attendants are still pending. Stocks closed out a losing week on a down note today. The S&P 500 is 33 points. The Dow Industrials slid 219. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite dropped 138. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Marcus Smart was a cornerstone of a Celtics team that reached the Eastern Conference Finals five times. And yet, they gave him up for an oft-injured big man, Kristaps Porzingis. Boston is a smart team. A move like this might seem risky, but when you look at the NBA landscape, it makes sense. The Nuggets won the title in part because they were bigger than everyone. Contenders have to add size or they don't have a chance. Big men have been out of style in the NBA for some time. Perhaps Nikola Jokic might have changed that. The Celtics seem to be thinking big, and they're probably not alone. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Texting privacy policy in terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Hey guys, you hear that? That's the sound of you doing nothing about your hair loss. And the longer you let this go, the worse your hair loss will get. What are you waiting for? Right now is the time to take action. And Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. You heard that right. You can get your real hair back permanently. All you have to do is send them a text, and they'll send you an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card. So text the word FULL to 200-300 right now, and let Bosley show you for free just how good your hair could look. Bosley has been giving men their hair back permanently for nearly 50 years. These guys are stone-cold experts, way ahead of the curve with the latest hair restoration technology. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. You are going to love what they'll do for your hair. So don't wait another day. Text FULL to 200-300 right now for your free information kit and a $250 off gift card. Text the word FULL to 200-300. Text FULL to 200-300 now.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday afternoon, getting ready to kick off the weekend. If you're kicking off your weekend heading to Pensacola Beach, we are seeing some slowdowns on the Bob Sykes Bridge. That's due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right past the toll on Pensacola Beach, and it's just involving one car off to the side, but it is slowing things down. But other than that, we're looking pretty good on the roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and we have a pretty good weekend weather-wise ahead of us. A 20% chance of rain for tomorrow afternoon with a high of 89. We have a 10% chance of rain for tonight with a low of 72, but taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we have no clouds in our area that are showing rain for this evening. If you see anything else on the roads, you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. And also just want to mention that 4th of July is coming up, and this 4th of July, News Radio 92.3 is going to be carrying the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars concert. It's a free concert presented by Peter Musa, and it's starting at 7:30 going till 9, and then at 9 o'clock the fireworks show kicks off, so you'll get an awesome view from Community Maritime Park. So make sure to tune in at News Radio 923 because we'll be carrying it right here on the radio.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that. Always love a good fireworks show, especially on the 4th of July. So looking at the world of sports now, just scrolling through ESPN, getting some updated baseball scores here. But I came across this story. So there is it's called the Ocean Race. It is a six-month, 32,000 nautical mile competition that is exactly like it sounds. It's a race against the world. And there is a crew of it's a team called JAJO. I don't know if that's an acronym for something, but there's a pretty dramatic video of their boat in the Strait of Gibraltar yesterday was attacked by a pod of orcas.
Oh, my gosh.
So they circled the Dutch yacht before accelerating towards it, ramming into it, and biting the rudders. The crew banged on the hull of the ship in an attempt to drive off the orcas. But, you know, I saw something a few weeks ago that, you know, orcas are really smart animals. And there was actually something, I wish I could remember exactly what it said, but something to the effect that, you know, orcas are actually teaching themselves how to attack boats and things like that. It's kind of weird. You know, one of my dream destinations or vacations that I would love to do, and I've been fortunate to go to some awesome places, but I would love to go watch orcas, like in the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. Alaskan cruise or something like that. But yeah, I hope it doesn't, you know, they don't, you know, say like, hey, let's go after that. Let's, I mean, go. Orcas are, I thought, you know, orcas, I mean, they're called killer whales, but they're not generally, you know, that aggressive. At least that's what I've heard.
Free Willy was nice.
So that's all I've been basing that off of for the last 36 years of my existence. Looking at some sports scores here, all three of the local teams, and I say local, I mean, you know, the Braves, the Rays, and the Marlins are in action. All three of the games started at 5:40. No early games today, but the Braves are leading the Reds 5-2 in the third inning. The Marlins leading the Pirates 1-0 at the end of the fourth. That one's on Apple TV Plus, by the way. And the Rays and the Royals are tied at 3, that one in the fourth inning as well. Tomorrow we'll start game one of the College World Series final, as it's LSU versus Florida. LSU beat top-seeded Wake Forest 2-0 last night to set up the showdown. Game one tomorrow night at 6 on ESPN. Game two Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And if there is a game three necessary, that would be on Monday night. So I've actually, you know, not really watched a whole lot of college baseball, but I have tuned in a little bit to this year's event. So it's been very good, very high quality baseball. Back to Major League Baseball for a second, because we haven't heard from Andrew yet, and I'm not surprised, because the Cardinals are playing so bad that he's just in hiding. He cannot be brought out, lured out of his cave. But the Cubs, my Chicago Cubs, and the St. Louis Cardinals are playing in the London Series. It's at the London Stadium. If you're a fan of Ted Lasso, that is where West Ham plays.
Oh, okay.
So that's where they're playing. The first London Series since 2019, when the Yankees and the Red Sox played. So that'll be cool to watch. Health and science notes. We've got a couple of recalls. The first involving Baby Shark bath toys. That's right. The Pink Frog brand Baby Shark Sing and Swim bath toys have hard plastic top fins that pose a risk of impalement, lacerations, and punctures.
Yikes.
The manufacturing company has received 12 reports of kids being injured by falling or sitting on the full-size bath toys.
Yeah, Baby Shark, not only is the song annoying, but...
It's annoying and it'll kill your child.
Oh, goodness. Impale at the very worst. Yeah. In other recalls, bags of frozen fruit sold at Walmart are being recalled because of possible Listeria contamination. The FDA says this week they announced a voluntary recall of several fruit products, including Great Value 16-ounce bags of cherries. Also being recalled are bags of fruit from the Whole Foods brand 365 Organic.
More than 60% of Americans disapprove of the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade 1 year ago. Just over half say they're strongly against the Dobbs decision that turned abortion rights back to the states, according to an NBC News poll. Women, especially younger female voters, were more likely to disapprove than men.
And Twitter CEO Elon Musk says that the words cis and cisgender are now going to be considered slurs on the social media platform. Musk says that the announcement this week is in response to a tweet by a man who expressed anti-transgender viewpoints and says that he has been harassed and called cis. Cisgender describes a person who identifies with the gender that matches their biological sex at birth.
Workers at more than 150 Starbucks locations are expecting to strike over the next week over union claims the company is not allowing Pride Month decorations. Starbucks Workers United says more stores are voting on strike authorizations and the number of locations could reach around 200. Starbucks, though, disputes the claims, arguing it encourages stores to celebrate Pride Month in June.
And the CDC says that e-cigarettes are surging. A new study by the health agency says that e-cigarette sales shot up more than 46% from January of 2020 to December of 2022. The CDC's Morbidity and Morality Weekly Report shows that e-cigarette sales went from $15.5 million to $22.7 million over the past 2 years.
And a new report shows Americans who are looking to move out on their own were almost double the available housing in 2021. About 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's home in 2021 compared to 3.7 homes for rent or sale, according to Zillow. 6:45, we'll take a brief break and come back with some pop culture soft news headlines right after a local roads and weather update.
Well, we're looking pretty good on our major roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. But if you're heading out to Pensacola Beach, you're going to see some slight slowdowns before you make your way on to Pensacola Beach. That is due to an accident. Scene of the accident's right after the toll. It's going to be in the inside lane. One car, it's involving one car. Looks like maybe they hit the curb and messed up their tire. But that is slowing things down, getting onto the beach bridge. It's going to clear up after the scene of the accident, which is right past the toll. If you see something else on the roads, have any updates, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And it's not surprising that a lot of people are trying to start their weekend off at the beach, because we're looking great for this weekend. Coming up tomorrow, we just have a 20% chance of rain. That's going to be in the afternoon tomorrow with a high of 89. Tonight, we have mostly clear skies, a slight chance of thunderstorms at 20%, at 10%, but not seeing anything on the News Radio ThreatNet radar that's going to cause that anytime soon. With it being 89 right now in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 88 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So we were talking just a few minutes ago about the Orca attack in the Strait of Gibraltar, and I told you that I remember seeing something about a rash of orca attacks. So there are, and I went back and I looked as you were doing that. So livescience.com article here that back in May, early May, there was three separate attacks in the Strait of Gibraltar. And the scientists are saying that they are they think a traumatized orca initiated the assaults on boats after a, quote, critical moment of agony, and that through social learning, the behavior is spreading among the orcas. So they are picking up on these hints from this traumatized orca that has been wreaking havoc over the last few months in the Strait of Gibraltar. And, you know, now here we are at this worldwide, the ocean race, a 6-month nautical mile competition, 32,000 nautical mile competition. And well, what do you know? Strait of Gibraltar and another orca attack. So when I go on my orca watching tour, it will not be to the Strait of Gibraltar.
No. Respect your orcas. They're going to be traumatized.
Yeah, I knew I had heard something or read something somewhat recently. So, yeah, I went back and looked it up.
So weird. Well, in other pop culture and soft news headlines, if you are planning on playing the Powerball, it's still up for grabs. Hundreds of million dollars are on the line for two big lottery games. With no recent winner, the top prize for the jackpot for tonight's Mega Million drawing stands at $320 million. And the Powerball has also not been hit in months. So the jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is at $427 million.
Rod Stewart setting the record straight. He's assuring fans that he is not retiring and not abandoning rock and roll. This comes after Stewart announced earlier this month that he will be experimenting with other genres, but he says he could never turn his back on the songs he wrote and performed over the last 6 decades. Which wouldn't make sense to then say that he's going to try out other genres unless he did just to see what the feedback was. Mm-hmm. He's like JK LOL, so maybe that was it.
Huh, interesting. Dan and Shay are going to be new judges on The Voice next spring for season 25. They're going to be the first ever coaching duo in a red double chair. They're also going to join Reba McEntire, John Legend, and Chance the Rapper. I saw a picture of like the chair that they sit in, and it's two seats are going to turn around at once. So they're like one team together.
Okay. Interesting. I had to look up who Dan and Shay are because
they're a country artist.
Gotcha.
Two guys.
Okay. Very cool. News from Maury Povich. He's coming out with his at-home paternity test. Of course, he's well known for the catchphrase, "You are not the father," and reading off the paternity test on a show. So now you can do it in the comfort and privacy of your own home. The DNA paternity test is called The Results Are In, and it includes instructions on how to take a DNA sample and send it to a lab.
And if you are a fan of SpongeBob or Sweet Treats, I have some sad news for you. The Popsicle brand announced that the classic SpongeBob Popsicles no longer going to have his gumball eyes. Instead, they're going to be small bites of chocolate that's going to replace Nickelodeon's character's ice pop eyes. Fans of the SpongeBob Popsicle are upset with the change of for the nostalgic summer treat.
6:50, we'll take our final break of the show, come back with a look at some wacky and weird headlines, and of course, wrapping up the week with some good news. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Piedmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Piedmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
All right, we finally made it to the weekend. I'm very excited. Last night was just one of those nights where I got home and within an hour I was just completely passed out in my recliner. My wife on two separate occasions woke me up to say, "Hey, go to bed. You're gonna like my neck was just completely, you know, crunched over and just a lifeless form." And she said, "Hey, go to bed." So I did. And I slept for like 12 hours, and then I woke up, and it was like 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And thankfully, I was able to go back to sleep pretty quickly. But, yeah, just one of those nights. So I am feeling really good now at close to 7 o'clock on Friday. You know, I mean, you always like Fridays, and you always look forward to the weekends. But I will tell you what, I have such a greater appreciation for Friday nights being a father of an infant. Because when, you know, Monday through Thursday, when she goes to bed, that's when I go to bed. But on Friday, when she goes to bed, it's like PlayStation 5 time until like 2 a.m. So,
oh my goodness,
that's what
funny.
I'm looking forward to doing.
Well, I'm loving this week a lot better than last week.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like by Friday last week, I was like, I cannot do this anymore.
Yeah.
Just the rain and just everything. So
oh,
I'm happy
just
that it's Friday and it's,
you know, and you go when you're in this industry and, you know, you're obviously, you know, it's a service that we provide and we feel obligated to do so. But, you know, the whole time Saturday and Sunday, you're just like clutching your rabbit's foot or your rosary or whatever. It's my first Father's Day. We were going to church. The power actually got wet, knocked out at church on Sunday. And so it was off for about 15 minutes or so, but it came back on. But, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I've got Father's Day reservations at Rodizio. I'm going to get some of that ham and pineapple and it's just going to be the greatest lunch ever. But then, you know, there's going to be just tornado warnings firing up all over the place. So, you know, it certainly, you cannot relax and just be like, all right, you know, it's cool. But I feel like
you're definitely on edge.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't plan on being on edge this weekend.
Yeah. So
that's good.
Well, I hope you're enjoying your Friday and kickoff to your weekend as much as Joe and I. We are going to get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get to our news, our good news and wacky stories. We're looking great on the roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. But if you are heading out to Pensacola Beach, expect some delays on the Bob Sykes Bridge. That's due to an accident that happened right past the toll on the inside lane, just involving one vehicle, but it is slowing things down getting onto Pensacola Beach. See anything else on the roads? Give me a call to the traffic line, and we have an awesome weekend ahead of us with only 20% chance of rain for tomorrow and a high of 89, a low of 72, and mostly clear skies this evening. It is 89 in Pensacola right now, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So finishing off the hour with some wacky and weird headlines. There's many ways to make a love connection, but armed robbery, not among the top 10, you would think. In Indiana, though, a man tried. Damian Boyce allegedly held a woman at gunpoint and robbed her of $100 outside her home. And while the gun was still pointed at her, he asked if she had a boyfriend and if she would add him on Facebook. In fact, making her add him as a friend with the gun pointed at her. He apparently messaged her later saying, quote, "It's a messed up way to meet." I don't think he used the word messed. But you was too pretty to rob, and promised to pay her back. Also asked again if she had a boyfriend, if she'd want to go out with him. And she actually responded, which I think is just amazing. She said, no, thanks. So yeah, but good thing though, that she's apparently really pretty, because he is accused of shooting two people in a robbery attempt the week before.
Pretty so, privileged.
Yeah.
Also a weird one out of a Walmart in Rhode Island. A fundraiser at a Rhode Island Walmart is stirring up some controversy. The Providence Journal reports a black employee at a store in town was placed in a cage asking for bail money as a part of a donation drive for the Hasbro Children's Miracle Network. The Black Lives Matter Rhode Island Political Action Committee released a statement demanding that Walmart take accountability. So overall, just kind of weird.
Weird, and probably didn't think that one through all the way there.
Yeah.
A meteorologist in Des Moines, Iowa, called it quits after the amount of harassment he received over his weather reports, which he's more often than not used to kind of express and include his thoughts on climate change.
Again, as the planet warms, a lot of these fires are gaining steam and seeing explosive growth because of the warming planet, and we are paying the price in the form of poor air quality across the state.
So I think a lot of the farmers in Iowa and around Des Moines were probably just like, dude, just give me the weather. Tell me what the temperature is. You know, how are my crops going to look today? I don't need to be preached about climate change. And so he, now, if he's getting death threats and, you know, like he says he and his family was, well, I certainly don't condone and endorse that. But, you know, just give the weather.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Very weird.
Good news here. A woman in Georgia celebrating after something she planted in her yard 36 years ago finally bloomed. It's called a century plant. She planted it back in 1986. Literally overnight, sprouted up to 25 feet. And internet remains undefeated. A Cincinnati radio host recently went viral after a photo was taken of her kissing a mystery man at a concert. The internet went to work. Turns out he was trying to find her as well. They did. They did an interview on her show in Cincinnati. They met up again and are planning on getting together for the 4th of July as well. That's going to do it for us. Have a good weekend. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.